How's it going, Great A Nation? Chris Thomas here. We have a breaking news edition of the podcast. Luke Perry has passed away at the age of 52. He was being treated at St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank. And he had passed away, and we're trying to get the inside scoop as to why. And my brother Tim, who is helping to man the Grade A news desk. Tim, how are you? Tim can't speak, so he communicates through various sounds. That's Tim's way of saying that he's working hard. So, to be honest, we are going to do a little bit of research and then come back with a report on why Luke Perry passed away. But I do have to say this. Luke Perry passing away, people are carrying on like Cary Grant passed away, like Tom Hanks passed away. We're talking about the King Dollar version of James Dean for a time window of 3 or 4 years. Okay, let's not get carried away with all the grief and phony mourning. Okay, he was just someone that was famous on TV for a while, found some work afterward, but nowhere near the level that he was for that particular time window on 90210, and that's it. Just another guy. People are carrying on like, you know, this was Charlie Chaplin or something. I have an example of this lunacy. Here's a tweet from alleged radio host Brian Whitman. Luke Perry, so much achieved in such a short life. Like a bright comet that burned out too quickly, he became a household name in a profession that has on its roster so many who never achieve that high. Whitman would know about being high. It's as if everything came quickly to him. It sounds like you came thinking about Luke Perry. Even the end. The star dies at 52. Oh, wow, some pros there. Is this Walt Whitman or Brian Whitman? Okay, so we'll be back in a moment. We will give you the inside scoop on Luke Perry and hopefully find out what really happened. Okay, Grade A Nation, we are back with our breaking news podcast, trying to figure out the cause of death with Luke Perry. And we have Tim here manning the Grade A news desk, working with the staff, trying to figure out the cause of death. So, Tim, hand over some of those stories there so we can try and get at the cause of death. Okay, yes, you worked hard. I understand. Okay, here we go. It says here, Luke Perry died after eating a turkey gyro, roast beef gyro, and traditional Greek gyro in one sitting from Arby's. All right, so does that mean that he passed away from food poisoning? Okay, well, I mean, with Arby's, I mean, not to besmirch Arby's, but if you're going to Arby's and you're purchasing gyros from Arby's, I mean, you're rolling the dice there. That's Russian roulette. That's Russian roulette right there. Okay, Tim, this other story is something totally different. Okay, well, I mean, you have to get the consistent stories, because if a piece of information isn't corroborated, then it probably isn't accurate. All right, this story says that Luke Perry died after a sizzling hot cooking pot of baked beans fell on his lap, severely bruising his genitals. Now, this can't be possible. I'm pretty sure that Luke Perry had his own cook. I mean, despite the fact that his career peaked in 1993, I'm sure he can still afford someone to cook his baked beans. So I don't think this is true, Tim. Okay, let's see what else you have. What websites did you go on to find this information? And what did the Great A News team tell you? Really? Okay, so you think it's this next one. Okay. It says here, Luke Perry died from being trampled on when someone yelled fire at a crowded 90210 screening held in a movie theater. Okay, now this is not accurate, because, I mean, who on earth would be holding a 90210 screening in a movie theater? Are you pretending like this is Rocky Horror Picture Show or you know, something of that type? Give me a break. Okay, so what did he pass away from, Tim? Stroke. Okay, he passed away from a stroke. Okay, so why did you give me a bunch of stories that say nothing to do with a stroke? Okay, well, give me those stories. Okay, so here are some stories talking about Luke Perry having a stroke. Okay, the one here says, Luke Perry had a stroke from shock after hearing Brody Stevens, a Los Angeles comedian, hung himself. Okay, well, this is obviously fake news, because, I mean, no one cares about Brody Stevens. So let's go to the next one. Luke Perry died from a stroke that was fear-induced after a pack of wild pit boos. Why does it say pit boos, Tim? It's pit bulls, okay. He died from a stroke that was fear-induced after a pack of wild pit bulls chased him while he was collecting flower specimens for a botanical scrapbook. Now, that's something a woman would do. Are you kidding me? That Luke Perry isn't collecting flower specimens. He's walking around the neighborhood picking flowers and adding it to a scrapbook. Or is that what you're trying to say? That's not it. Okay, so let's see what else is out there. Luke Perry passed away from a stroke that was triggered by anger that a bug-eyed waterhead like Pete Davidson is piping Kate Beckinsale. Okay, I'm pretty sure Luke Perry had his share of ladies that he wouldn't care what a middle-aged hag was doing with a fifth-tier comedian. Okay, so Tim, you're not doing a very good job here. All of these sound very implausible. Well, if you're not going to put the effort in, you know, there's going to be consequences. And I am going to put you in your place, even during a recording of an episode. Okay, so hand over some more potential pieces of information that actually gets at the truth here. Okay. Thank you, Tim. It says here, Luke Perry passed away from physical trauma that caused the stroke after slipping face first on a patch of snow that a vagrant urinated on. Okay, now this actually does sound plausible, But Luke Perry was not residing in an area that was snowing. Remember, he passed away at St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank, and that's in California, and it wasn't snowing in California at the time. Yes, I know that global warming is a big issue with you, Tim, but I still don't think Luke Perry fell face first into a homeless person's urine snowplow. Okay, so this one says that Luke Perry passed away after smoking an entire carton of Newport cigarettes in a 48-minute time window. Wow, that's actually pretty impressive. An entire carton of Newport cigarettes. Now, but the thing is, though, is that I've never seen, and this is not to be racial, it's just you look at the advertisements, you look at the folks coming out of the liquor store, I've never seen someone that was not black smoke Newport cigarettes, okay? So, I'm not sure if this is a true story, Tim. Well, you can protest all you want, but if you have any photographic evidence of a non-black person smoking Newports, give it now. That's what I thought. Okay, this next one says Luke Perry was making Pop-Tarts when his tie got stuck in the toaster, causing the toaster to burst in his face. Now, who wears a tie while making Pop-Tarts? That's absurd. You are just doing a very bad job here, Tim. Come on. Come on, get with it. Who the heck makes Pop-Tarts with a tie on? Okay, let's see here. Luke Perry passed away from a stroke after being ashamed that LeBron James choked and the Lakers are not making the playoffs. Now, I'm not sure if there is scientific evidence that embarrassment can cause a stroke, but if so, that's actually plausible. Because the world is embarrassed by the Lakers' performance, and if this is actually the case, we can have a lot of potential stroke victims over the next few weeks, because the Lakers have really been a colossal disappointment. That's right, Tim. LeBron James is not as good as Kobe Bryant. You are right in that respect. Okay, so you have one more left. One more story left. It says here, Luke Perry passed away from a stroke after he was horrified that Ian Ziering broke into his house with zombie-like strength to beg him to be on the new 90210. Okay, so Ian Ziering with zombie-like strength broke into Luke Perry's house, which frightened Luke Perry, and that brought about the stroke. You know, given what information you gave me on the other scenarios, this is the only one that sounds somewhat remotely in the vicinity of something that might have happened. Okay, well, I mean, maybe you should have researched this a little bit more before we started recording. Because as of now, the premise is that Ian Ziering with zombie-like strength broke into Luke Perry's house, which scared Luke Perry, causing a stroke, making him pass away. Oh boy. I apologize, Grady Nation. We didn't get the job done, I think, of this go around. Tim, you're gonna have to get back with the drawing board, talk with the news team, and hopefully in the coming weeks when we have breaking news items come up, we're going to get the accurate story, okay? Okay, well, you can apologize now, but, you know, this show was essentially a bunch of nonsense. You know that? Oh boy. This is what happens when you agree to take care of your special brother. Don't use foul words, Tim. All right, Great A Nation. That's all for now. We will be back soon. Hopefully, Tim will have brushed up on his journalism tools and techniques, and we'll be able to provide you with the best possible coverage of breaking news as it happens. Take care.